This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Because Eric Bickle is busy adding time onto his trip back from upstate New York to the D.C. area, I will do the entertainment page today instead of him. And it's brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Go to wavesoda.com, enter our code Junkies. You get 15% off. You get it delivered right to your doorstep. I'm going to order a case today. I'm going to chop it right down the middle, Jason. 12-pack of mango, 12-pack of tangerine. That's going to be my order. That's my go-to.
Yeah, I like the tangerine. Mango's good, too. Blueberry's good. I like it all.
Of course.
I like it all. By the way, just looking at the weather.
Yes.
This is from our man. Who's this from? It's from NBC Sports, or NBC4, excuse me. I think you're going to look at 50-mile-per-hour gusts possible in the D.C. area sometime after 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
Severe storms more likely on the eastern shore, but wind gusts of 50 or more possible in the D.C. area. So it's going to get gusty, and it's going to get really cold tonight, by the way. So if you got your plants out there, and I just bought a bunch of plants from Home Depot, you got to cover them. Because they're going to die, you're going to waste money.
What do you cover them with?
Towels, tarp. I just have towels. So I'll just put a bunch of towels over top of the plants because I didn't think there were going to be 30-degree temps in late April. I mean, what a joke.
Yeah, you got to save your petunias.
You got to, bro. I mean, it's a waste of money. I'll have to go back out there. My wife will go back. She'll spend $160 on plants again. I ain't doing that.
Doesn't Merrifield just hook you?
Yeah, they take care of you.
Not with plants, usually with mulch.
By the way, speaking of mulch, I just had my front beds mulched like 2 weeks ago. It looks great for like the first week, but then the weeds are just doing push-ups, man. They're so aggressive, they just want to burst through the mulch and start making the mulch look terrible.
Yeah.
That's all they want to do.
Yeah, I agree.
They just want to destroy the look of your home.
Well, you got to stay on top of it.
I know. I got to go. I got to get down on my hands and knees and weed. That is like one of the worst things to do on the planet.
Well, I mean, you have a son that can do it.
He can. He's at lax practice. He's doing homeschooling. I mean, he's got a billion things going on. And yeah. I have a lot of TV to watch, including what's coming up on Hulu that I'm going to be riveted to.
Right.
Here's your headline, Jason. Hulu true crime doc Sasquatch investigates whether Bigfoot murdered three Northern California cannabis farmers. You think I'm not going to watch that three-part documentary on Roy Hulu Jr.?
Well, hold on.
I definitely am.
Hold on a second. Bigfoot, the murderer might have had big feet,
okay,
but it wasn't Sasquatch. Right? No such thing.
They're not talking about Valdez's golfing partner Logan Thomas, who's going to join us at 9:20, who wears, I believe, a size 15 and a half.
I don't know that for a fact.
You're just guessing.
I'm just guessing. It's the biggest shoe in the world.
They think the big gorilla-looking thing who looked back at the camera while he was walking through the woods did it.
Yes. The doc is a three-part investigative series looking into a spot in Northern California where three murders. Now they're from 28 years ago. So they're still trying to piece it together nearly 30 years later. But the documentarian believes Bigfoot may have been in on the crime. I'm a sucker for Bigfoot, man. If you give me something with a Bigfoot in the headline or a Sasquatch, it's going to catch my attention. Maybe I'm a big dullard. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm gullible. I'm a combination of all three.
Are we that desperate for entertainment that documentarians need to combine Bigfoot with murder mysteries now?
Hey, right. All I know is...
What a waste of time.
While visiting a pot farm in Northern California in 1993, investigative journalist David Holthouse heard a story that still haunts him savage Bigfoot attack.
If he's living on a pot farm, my guess is his story isn't true.
Okay, he's not living on a pot farm. He visited a pot farm when he heard stories about a possible Sasquatch attack that wound up killing three people.
Right,
he's a crackpot. He probably is. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is I will at least watch the first episode.
Valdez, maybe the story isn't true. There's no chance it's true. There's no such thing as Sasquatch. There's no gorilla man out there killing people on pot farms.
Well, it goes to show that we've become so dull to true crime documentaries and stuff like that we have to add Bigfoot to it.
When was that picture taken? Was that in the 70s?
I think it was filmed too. It was like film clip.
Yeah.
That's got to be from the 70s, I would think. I don't know the exact date, but it has to date back to the late 60s.
Some guy said, hey, John, go put this gorilla suit on and go about 60 yards away and turn to my camera. I'm going to film it.
1967.
And we're going to just freak the world out like cakes.
You know what?
Freak them out.
You know what, cakes? We need investors because we're going to do a documentary on the Loch Ness Monster kidnapping someone.
Okay. I'm all in. Let's book a trip to Scotland. Let's go. Let's get a camera and let's go to Loch Ness.
I heard Chessie was involved in a manslaughter.
Come on. You know that's not real. You know there's not some monster lurking beneath the Chesapeake Bay waters. That's clearly made up. The Loch Ness Monster, though, could exist.
Well, you go ahead and waste your, I don't know, 2 hours watching that stupid thing.
I think I'm going to waste at least 3 hours because each episode has to be at least an hour, right?
I don't know.
I would assume.
Okay, maybe. Are you skipping JP's mom's funeral to watch a Bigfoot documentary?
No, I'm not. No, I am sitting out the funeral because I'm one shot away from being fully vaxxed. That's why I'm sending my wife in my stead.
Well, Bigfoot is actually going to be there because Bickle's going to be at the funeral.
Yes. So I guess you can count Jason out on the Bigfoot doc. I'm clearly in.
It's just too much.
I mean, I have to wedge it in between the rest of Better Call Saul. I'm only two episodes into F1 Drive to Survive. I've stalled on that, but I'm going to re-engage at some point. And I have to watch The Wiz tonight. I mean, The Wiz are playing Steph Curry and company. Yeah. How am I going to make it all work?
Yeah, your total on Curry and Beal, total points together, 66 and a half.
I just realized something. There's an engagement going on tonight. I'm not going to be watching Steph Curry. We're busy tonight. We have something
tonight.
Oh, that's
right. That's right, we do. We can't talk about it?
I mean, I guess we could talk about it.
Drabby, can we talk about the dinner tonight?
Oh, I didn't know that was still on.
Apparently it is.
I don't know. I have nothing to do with that, so I don't know if you can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
You guys have a busy day.
Because I was about to say, it doesn't sound like Cakes is going to take more than 1,000 steps today. But now you guys you got a funeral.
You would be wrong.
Being a dinner.
You would be shocked at how many steps I take.
In a normal day,
on a normal day.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't touch 1,000. But I think he will.
So I am in on the Bigfoot doc. I think it debuted yesterday on Hulu. So I'm going to check that out at some point. Probably not today. Probably not tonight. But at some point soon, I will be watching and I will give my Cakes movie review on that at some point.
Okay.
And I still need to fit in the Kane Mutiny that I told John Feinstein that I would watch on Friday. That probably will happen before Friday.
You're out on that.
And I also, Jason, need to remember, I wrote a note to myself. You probably can't see it because it'll fade out. I wrote this. It says, Wednesday, pick your golfers, stupid, because I forgot to put my golfers in for our one-and-done pool last week.
I got to do that.
Happen
Zurich Classic.
Again.
It's a team event too, so there's some strategy there. Just want to let you know that.
Well, I mean, I know there's some weird, wacky strategy. The only strategy I care about is getting my picks in before the first guy in a polo shirt tees off tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
so
all. That's my strategy.
That's pre-7 a.m., I think. So
that's all I care about. Yeah. All right, next up on the EP, rocker Ted Nugent is revealing he was in agony after testing positive for coronavirus months after he said the virus was, quote, not a real pandemic. Here are his quotes. I thought I was dying. I literally could hardly crawl out of bed the last few days, adding, so I was officially tested positive for COVID-19 today. And I believe this is Wango Tango.
Yeah.
And yes, it stinks.
He had a cat scratch fever, Kate.
He did have a cat scratch fever.
Low hanging fruit.
It's the lowest of the low hanging fruit, but it does make me laugh.
By the way, Ted Nugent hates guns. Does not own any guns.
Oh, yeah, he hates guns so much.
Yeah, he wouldn't touch a gun.
Never eats meat.
No. Never shoots things with a bow and arrow. No. That's not in his wheelhouse at all. So he tested positive for COVID.
How old is
COVID.
Ted Nugent?
Ooh,
he's
got to
be 75,
question.
80?
No,
probably not
80. I don't think he's
80.
I'm going to put him at, hold on, let me pull it. I'm going to say he's 70. I'm going to go 74 for Ted Nugent. You don't know his nickname, Jason. One of his nicknames when he was a rocker. It's rocker days.
No idea.
He's the Motor City Madman.
Oh, he's from Michigan.
He is from Michigan. Yes, he's 72, by the way.
72.
72, and his music still stinks in 2021.
It stunk in 1970, yeah. And it stinks today.
Correct. That has not changed about Ted Nugent. We can confirm that.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank
I'm
you
with
for
you on that.
Cutting that off early, Valdez.
The Motor City Madman.
Yes,
he was also known as Uncle Ted and Terrible Ted.
Okay. Did not know those other nicknames.
According to Wiki.
All right, that's your EP, Jason. Nice and short. Two or three stories. You got a Bigfoot story and a Ted Nugent came down with the COVID story.
Well, at least we didn't talk about the Kardashians or Britney or, I don't know.
We're running out of time.
Demi Lovato.
My next story was going to be, here's your headline, Chrissy Teigen says Kim Kardashian, quote, gave her all to her marriage with Kanye West. But look at the time. Jason.
You know what? Thank God Bickle's not here because that would have been the top story.
Right. No, my top story, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Bigfoot,
I'd rather talk about
committed
Bigfoot.
Murders in Northern California back in the early 90s. I believe it. I believe it's true. All right. When we come back, we're going to pivot and talk some NFL draft with Armando Salguero. He's coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Armando Salguero. What's up, Armando? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Of course, you know, you're based in Miami, and your Dolphins have been some movers and shakers before the draft even begins. They traded that number three pick to move down with the Niners a few weeks back. Then they got back into the top 10 of the draft with a swap with the Eagles. Are the Dolphins done yet? Do they have more moves in them before the draft starts next Thursday?
The Dolphins are open for business. And what I mean by that is they are considering whatever you got for them. In other words, they've been taking phone calls. You know, this is a team that moved down from number three, is now at number six overall, and they're taking phone calls to move back up again. They were also taking phone calls to move back down. You know, they are a mover and a shaker pre-draft. Obviously, everyone knows that you got to be a shaker during the draft and actually hit on some of these guys to be any good.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. So we heard a rumor that it's probably not a rumor, it's probably fact, but that they had taken some calls for that sixth pick. First of all, is that true? And if so, do you have any idea what teams were calling them?
It is true. And at that point, teams are calling about a quarterback, right?
Right,
if they're
right
in the, behind them and they want to get up to number six, it's about one of the – not the top three guys, obviously, but perhaps a Trey Lance. You know, everybody's got Mac Jones going to San Francisco at number three. I'm not sure about that.
Yep.
But if Mac Jones is there at number six, or even Justin Fields, if the 49ers go a different direction and do pick Mac Jones, at number six, those guys might be there because Cincinnati's not taking a quarterback. They have one. Atlanta may or may not take a quarterback. The problem with Atlanta is they're open to trading two at number four, but they don't want to, you know, just take a deep dive and be picking number 10 or 9 or 12. That's quite a fall from number four. So they might just stick right there and pick their guy.
But no idea what team. I mean, Washington could have been one of those teams, I guess, that called about it.
Yeah, number 19, that's a heavy burden to bear. To go from 19 to 6 or 19 to even number 4.
That's a big jump.
That's
yeah.
rough. Yeah that is that is rough. I think the Denver Broncos are a team that is in play for a quarterback, and they're at number 9. So that's a team that makes a little bit more sense. Obviously, you know, Washington football team could do it as well, but you got Ryan Fitzpatrick. What are you worried about?
You know, a lot of people might say the same thing about Miami just drafting Tua Tagovailoa so high last year, but there are obvious question marks. You know, there were rumors, you know, early in the pre-draft season that Miami was interested in a quarterback. Are those rumors still hot and heavy in the Miami area, or do they seem to be veering away from quarterback and looking instead to surround Tua with more weapons? Maybe like if a Kyle Pitts falls to 6 and Miami's at 6, maybe draft him.
Jamar
to give
Chase.
Him another weapon to throw to, or Chase on the outside.
Absolutely. No, the rumors with Tua were true when Deshaun Watson was in play.
Yeah.
You look at Deshaun Watson and his, you know, desire to be available, and if that had come into play, clearly Deshaun Watson is an upgrade from, you know, a second-year player who struggled as a rookie. And that would have been an issue that the Dolphins would have explored, because I was told, you know, we have eyes. We understand Deshaun Watson is an upgrade. But at the point where Deshaun Watson is no longer on the scene as far as a trade possibility, at least not for right now, the Dolphins are not in play for a quarterback in the draft. At that point, it's just you'd be picking a player that you need to develop. They're going to stick with the guy that they need to develop from last year.
Mm-hmm. Is this a big year for Tua? I mean, if he shows improvement, obviously he's on the right track. But if he starts to decline for whatever reason, you know, he's always susceptible to an injury just with his size. But didn't you guys sign a decent backup? Can't remember who it was. Was it Brissett?
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, so you got a decent backup. All right. Is this a big year for Tua?
It's a huge year for Tua, because the expectation is it's your second year. You have to make that big jump from a rookie year. You're the number five overall pick. Teams don't pick a player number five expecting him to be three years down the road, and they still haven't hit. That's a problem. And nowadays with quarterbacks, either you get the job done fairly quickly or you're pretty much gone fairly quickly. Even some guys that get their teams to the Super Bowl and get a contract get traded, as we've seen this offseason with Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. So patience is not something NFL teams are showing a lot of with young quarterbacks. It's do or die, and this is the year for Tua Tagovailoa to do.
Joined by Armando Salguero from Odyssey NFL Insider, also a columnist for the Miami Herald. You're based in Florida. Tell us a little bit more about a guy who's being overshadowed by his college teammate Kyle Pitts, Kadarius Toney. You know, everybody's looking for that next Tyreek Hill type. He has some of those traits, some of those elements. Tell us about Toney. Where do you think he winds up?
I think he's a dark horse first round pick. Because he is, I wouldn't say Tyreek Hill, because he's not quite as blazing as Hill, although, you know, he's running a 4.38, and he's bigger and stronger. So he is a playmaker. He is deceptively strong. He has no fear of going over the middle. Everybody loves the Jamar Chase, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. Mm-hmm. Tony's going to go in the first round. And not at that height, not in the top 10, but in the teens, in the 20s, that's his sweet spot.
Yeah. And Pitts will probably be a stud, too. I mean, he's just a physical freak. So you mentioned Fitz, okay? First of all, just kind of give us your reaction of how they handled that situation. Coach Flores in that situation last year, quarterback, because, I mean, it's not like Fitz was putting up Aaron Rodgers' numbers. I mean, he had a couple bad games in there, but they did have a winning record, I believe, when they made the change. And Tua had a couple good games, too. So you had to make the change at some point. You drafted Tua 5. I mean, he had to get a chance to play. But give me your reaction to the switch, and then what's your reaction to Fitz coming to Washington?
Right. So the reaction to the switch last year was surprise, not because it happened, but rather the timing of it.
Right.
Early in the year, Fitz struggled a little bit, and not early in the year, but, you know, game 3, 4, he struggled a little bit, and they stuck with him. And then he put together a couple of games where he was good, and they won. And in the middle of that, you know, that good role, he gets benched for Tua. And so he was surprised that, hey, wait a second. So let me get this straight. When I was going not so good, I'm still the starter. But when I got it corrected and I'm going well, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was strange. And then what happened after that was, at any point where Tua was not playing well, they turned to Fitzpatrick to come in the fourth quarter and save their bacon. And sometimes he delivered, you know, the whole hog, and sometimes he delivered a snout. He was put in a tough situation. He did come up with a miraculous comeback win against Las Vegas in Las Vegas. The decision to sign him by the Washington football team, I think, is a good decision because he is a classic veteran bridge quarterback. He knows what his status is. He's a competitor. He's going to do everything that he can to take that team to a higher level. And he knows how to do it. He knows how to build relationships with his players. He knows how to build relationships with his coaches. Before the Fitz experience is done in Washington, everyone will love him. Yeah. Everyone will love him because that's been his MO. He knows how to do it. And they all look to him for leadership. And that is a given. The problem is Ryan Fitzpatrick is a roller coaster ride of an experience. You know, yeah. Here's a guy that had a game in the NFL that he threw 6 touchdown passes. But as he reminded me one time, I also had a game where I threw 6 interceptions.
Yeah.
So you never know which one of those two you're going to get.
Yeah, I think Washington fans are kind of prepared for that. And we get into arguments all the time on the show about the future at quarterback. Obviously, he's not the future. He could be a stopgap for a year, maybe two. But I think Rivera and those guys, they're looking at this draft going, if we have a shot, if we really like one of these young quarterbacks, you know, if it's Fields or Lance or whoever it may be, I wouldn't be completely surprised if they traded up to try and get one, because just to say, all right, we'll just wait until next year, I think that's kind of risky. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, the risk, by the way, is that Fitzpatrick delivers.
Right, right.
Now, you're not, once again, you're like a 9-7, 8-8, well, not 9-7 anymore. They're playing 17 games.
9-8, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, whatever the math comes out to, you know, above 500, just above 500,
yeah.
And you're not drafting in the top 10. And as history has shown us, if you want a really great chance at a quarterback, you got to draft high. It doesn't mean that they're going to hit, because we've got as many quarterbacks playing around the NFL, or we have had, that were not taken in the top 10 as were, including the two that played in the Super Bowl last year, obviously. But you know, the idea of getting the best prospect, you got to be up there.
Armando, real quick, I'm sorry. Armando, this is going to be Rivera's 5th starting quarterback. Think about that. 5th starting quarterback in a year and a half, whatever it is, in 17 games. And that's crazy. If you would have told Ron Rivera, I'm going to give you 5 starting quarterbacks in your first 17 games, what do you think he would have said?
You're crazy. But
right.
If you ask him now, you know what his answer is going to be? It's not going to be my last.
Oh, that's right. That's a fact.
Most likely not. Before we let you go, Armando, you are plugged in Miami. We love season win totals, and I know we're a way out from this, but do you like over 9 wins for your Dolphins in 2021? So we could place maybe a wager going forward on it.
Actually, I don't like over 9 wins because, they don't have the fallback Ryan Fitzpatrick save us mode available to them this year. And there was, frankly, a couple of games last year where he came in and really much saved them. That doesn't work this year.
Armando, thanks so much for the time. At Armando Salguero on Twitter, Odyssey NFL Insider. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, bro.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep. He was brought to you on the BetQL guest hotline.
They did sign Will Fuller. Now, I know Will Fuller is there's a crapshoot there because he gets hurt all the time.
Right.
But they've got Devontae Parker and Fuller. They got legit receivers if they stay healthy.
Gesicki at tight end, Gesicki's, who's emerging.
He's good.
Yep.
I can't remember who they – oh, they got Gaskins at running back, right?
Mm-hmm. Miles so they, Gaskin, yeah.
They got some decent pieces on offense, but, you know, I guess Tua, that's the coin flip, right? Tua.
It's a big question mark, but if you add a Jamar Chase at six or a Kyle Pitts and add another weapon to that offense,
yeah,
then maybe you start seeing a little more production
yeah.
from Tua in year two.
So, I might like that nine. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that.
Kind of like it going forward. Also coming up on the BetQL guest hotline at 9 a.m., you don't want to miss it, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. He's going to join us next, actually at 9 a.m. here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show, Junk Song 106.7 The Fan. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. I pulled up the story that Drab and Valdez put in the outline about how if you're just lazy during, especially during the pandemic, and you're not working out,
yeah,
you know, you're not getting buff and swole, how you can just go to like this Chinese e-bazaar website,
uh-huh.
and you can order, and it looks realistic. You can order like a torso skin suit or bottom half of your body skin suit that you can like slip onto your body so you look jacked during beach season.
I'm looking at it right now. You're telling me it doesn't look fake?
I mean,
it looks butt real.
It looks
at least in that picture.
I mean, it looks pretty real. Now, the problem is in the picture from the New York Post.
You're like Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, you're peeling back the skin. The guy who's modeling it looks like he already basically has like a ripped body.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't need it.
He looks like, I mean, it's more embellished, obviously, because he's got like an 8-pack when he slips on this skin suit, I guess is the best way to
right.
describe it.
Right.
He's already jacked, but I mean, is anybody really going to go to these lengths and put one of these on and walk up and down the Ocean City boardwalk shirtless?
Are people going to spend $100 on this stupid thing? And walk
you know
up
what?
And
I bet you if it looks realistic, people do it.
Well, this is why it's going to look stupid, okay? Because I don't know what color, I mean, maybe it comes in different colors.
Right.
But there's no chance it's going to match the rest of your skin. So it's not going to match your face or your neck. Or
I mean, maybe you can go on this. Now, I haven't been on the site, Jason, but maybe you can like pretty closely match your skin tone with. I'm sure they make it in different skin tones.
Well, I'm sure
right?
they do, but your skin tone changes based on the year and based on the sun. You know, you might have a real sunny day and you're going to get a little red. Or right. I'm just telling you, it's going to look like it's fake.
No, you guys are thinking you're not going to wear it shirtless. You're
right,
going to wear it like a T-shirt over it.
Okay, a thin
and
T-shirt.
You're going to look like you got, you know, pecs and you're just cut.
Like, right. like a stringer.
Well, maybe, yeah. but I guarantee you some people will say, I look silly, and they'll go out to the beach, and they'll look stupid.
People aren't going to do that.
And people will say, that looks fake.
Does it have a vitiligo option?
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued.
Now, can you, Valdez?
I'm wasting a lot of time trying to look
are.
Like that.
Like,
when
you,
I can just buy that suit and look silly.
Can you buy the suit and then can you tuck like the skin flap into your bathing suit so it looks semi-real, or does it look hideous?
I don't know. We got to order one.
I think we have to order one just as like a goof.
Go ahead. You spend your $100.
Well, we'll chip in some cash, but I mean, I'm not
chipping in nothing.
This is why we miss Adam.
Yeah, yes. We need AWOD.
That's correct.
You know, AWOD's got the worst body.
Go put it on Mookie Betts.
Well, Mookie Betts works out all day long.
Well, just to see what it would look like.
Well, we need a tubby guy.
Can you imagine Adam wearing that and then the height of summer?
With his fat face.
in the height of summer.
Yeah, and his Amish beard.
Walking into Pamplona, hitting on chicks.
Has he been back to Pamplona?
I think he's went once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it would be perfect because we'd send Adam in with, you know, we'd film it, try to talk to girls looking like the way he always does.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how that turns out. And then we pull him out, put him in the muscle suit, send him back in, and see what kind of response he gets.
Right. A before and after muscle suit. He gets a replacement like torso and upper body.
That would be
but
funny.
But I agree
It'd
with
be
you.
A good
like,
bit.
He would just have to wear like a tight T-shirt. Like the illusion wears off if you peel off the T-shirt.
Right.
Because you're going to look at it, you're like, wait a second, this just doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't fit. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, because when his arm's covered in eczema, it doesn't match his 8-pack.
But if they didn't want you to wear it outside shirtless, why do they have the abs? Why does it look so cut up in the abs? You don't need that because you're not going to be wearing it without a shirt.
Yeah, but you know what? Why do women get to change the way they look, but us guys don't? Why is that frowned upon? Women get the makeup, the push-up bras, the Spanx, the butt pads. You don't know who's really underneath there.
So you're stumping
because
for
we
this
don't
job.
Care.
Well, clearly
the women care. They care what they look like when they go into a restaurant or a bar.
I think it's more so that women don't.
Guys, put on a hat.
Hey, can I get one of these before we go out tonight? I'll just wear a tight T-shirt to dinner. I'll look silly.
Yeah, see if Amazon can get it to you in a couple hours.
Yeah, can they get me a rush job? Yeah.
How many horseshoe bald people have a 12-pack?
Yeah, not many. That's a very good point.
But yeah, but can you imagine if Adam goes out to Pamplona and wears that, and then he has some intoxicated woman that he's hitting on, and they end up flirting, and then he takes her back to his crappy apartment. And then all of a sudden, she realizes that he doesn't have abs like that.
Right. Then,
right. That's then the other thing.
That disappointment.
Well, then she starts
seeing
him much.
Well, you better keep the lights off.
Right. Keep the lights off. And then if she does discover it, she is going to think he's like Buffalo Bill. Like, he's peeling his skin off, and the next person whose skin is getting peeled off is going to be hers. That's what's going to be going through her brain when she sees him pull off his muscle suit.
You know what this would be great for? Family photos.
Yes, it would.
I'm tired of looking like just a slob just with love handles and just can't look silly in a dress shirt. I excuse myself. I go to the restroom, throw that on, put the button up back on, come out, take a few pictures with the kids and in the in-laws, and then you got a family photo you look silly in for years.
And you have it the button down, half button down, like to your navel.
Yeah.
Like you have a button way down. I like it, Drab. I like
I'm intrigued.
It to family functions, just having it like in the backseat of your car. And when the family photo like, time happens.
It's like Superman.
You just throw it on. It's a brilliant idea.
We can all go in and we'll just exchange it.
We'll
with
just
each
borrow
other.
It. Yeah. We'll just, who gets it on Christmas?
Yeah.
We'll be fighting for it.
Cakes goes, hey, I'm going on the Kiowa in a week.
Yeah,
I need the suit.
I need it end of July. Okay, I need to block off that week. That suit would get a lot of work.
Well, it costs more when you're going away for a summer vacation.
Oh, is that what it is? You got to pay extra.
The rates go up a little bit.
You got to pay the extra freight during beach season.
Yeah. But that would be funny if we threw it on. Cakes will buy it.
You
He'll
know
spend
what we should do for,
we'll
what we should do for a side business is when we go you go to all these beaches, Virginia Beach, Ocean City.
Yeah.
Ocean.
Outer Banks. Like the people that sell the umbrellas, we have the bodysuits in there that you can rent for the day.
Yeah, you just have, instead of the Scopes guy, you're just a guy.
Sculpts? Sculpts.
You're just walking up and down the beach, and you have like a long oar with all of the top bodysuits.
Yeah, we have different skin tones.
He called it Sculpts. He called it Sculpts.
Sculpts is perfect. That's a perfect name for it. Not easy. You've hit on something. Maybe we can make millions on the Ocean City Boardwalk this summer.
That's funny.
Hey, you see some drabby out there. You walk up to him. You say, hey, here you go.
All I'd in.
For that. Right.
You say, why be flabby when you can be silly? Yeah, right. Rent it for $30 a day.
Hey, you look like Billy Horschel walking around the beach.
That's a genius business idea, Valdez.
Thank you. Then we get some investors.
Hey, we can always use some angel investors to help us along.
I guarantee it. Things it probably rips right when you put it on. It rips.
Oh yeah,
but we gotta make sure it's high quality.
Probably flimsy.
Sure. Yeah, you think you're gonna get a silly receipt from a, as it's described online, a Chinese e-bazaar?
Oh, it's coming from China?
Of course.
Yes, it's coming
that
from
thing
China.
Is gonna,
that
that
thing probably
thing
has
is,
a million viruses on it.
Oh, it's got everything. I mean, right, you're going to die.
See how flimsy EB's product he ordered was from that
you're gonna get
Renegade
melanoma
website?
When you put that thing on.
Let me check out Alibaba. Maybe you can buy them in bulk.
Yeah. You can buy like 100 of them.
That's funny.
Could you imagine explaining that to your wife when that giant box shows up on your doorstep? The Amazon guy struggling to bring it up to the front of your house.
I don't know. Amy might be size for you to put that on. Bang the old cakes.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe. Maybe she's into the big muscly cosplay.
John, I remember you looked like this at Towson.
I never looked like that.
You know what, Cakes? Cakes, grow a soul patch, put it on the suit, and then pretend you're Mark McGrath.
Ooh, very nice.
Whoa. They got one for women.
Oh, they do?
Whoa. Yeah. With.
But then the outhang.
With huge jugs.
Hey, you're stealing Valdez's line. That's Valdez's word.
I know. I was getting a kick out of it.
So that's what we've come to now, Jason, in 2021. Instead of working to get your body to look good, you know, for the summer months, you just order
you just
it online from China. It shows up on your front doorstep.
Yeah, you get it overnight. You look like you did roids for 6 months overnight.
Holy moly.
And by the way, I'm sure it wouldn't be hot if you wore that on, like, the beach when it's 90 degrees and you're wearing a latex suit. Yeah. From your neck down to your navel. I mean, sure, it feels good.
Look at those G-cups.
Yeah, that's a good segment.
Yeah, she looks good in that picture, in that vid.
Who knew Alibaba has all these products? This is a brave new world.
I might order that just for myself.
Yeah, you may have to. You won't even give it to anybody.
That Asian chick's hot, by the way. She doesn't need that.
All right, we have to go.
I wish I was that teddy bear sitting next door.
I'm sure you do. When we come back, we're not going to talk about fake ripped pecs. We're going to talk to Mike Rizzo from your Washington Nationals. He's going to join us next here on The Fan. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.